As Christian parents, we have no greater ambition than to watch our children grow into adulthood and to establish their own faith and to love the Lord as much as we do. As a matter of fact, even God Himself stated this in 3 John 4 when He said, I have no greater joy than to know that my children walk in truth. But unfortunately, we know that that's not always the case. As a matter of fact, even sometimes as we've grown up, as when I was growing up in the church, oftentimes I would hear the preacher misquote a Bible verse, and I didn't really understand the verse probably until later, but I think a lot of times because of that misquoting of that verse, it gave parents a lot of false hope, so to speak. And we all know what that verse is, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. And in relation to that, we've always heard that if you train a child in the church and you bring him to worship service and you take him to Bible class and you send him to Bible camp, then when you train them up in that way, they're never going to walk away from the Lord. But then what happens to the parent when the child turns their back on their faith when they go off to college or when they marry a spouse who's not a member of the body of Christ and they completely leave the Lord's church? I can't pretend to know what it's like to lose a child to the world because my two boys who are old enough are Christians. And I certainly pray that's always going to be the case. I pray for it all the time. When we took my oldest to college 2 years ago and I was bawling like a baby in the parking lot, one of the things I was telling myself over and over on the way home was I prayed that he stayed faithful to his one true love, and that's God. But at the same time, I also understood as a Christian parent, and as he was growing into adulthood, and it's not to put my son on the spot tonight, but in relation to me, and as he was growing into adulthood, there was a point where his mother and I began to back off because he had to establish his own faith and his own love for the Lord. I couldn't push him. I couldn't tell him, you need to be singing. I couldn't say, you need to pray and you need to do all these things because he had to establish that relationship for himself. We all do that as parents. We can't push our children into Christianity. As a matter of fact, I can give you an example. My brother, we grew up in the church and he didn't become a Christian until he was well into his 30s. My parents never pushed him, but at the same time, he had to come to that understanding on his own. So when we develop our own relationship and we grow to the love of the Lord and we raise and nurture our kids and bring them up in the nurture and admonition, Ephesians 6:4, we want them to love the Lord as much as we do. But then we know sometimes because the world is strong and the devil pulls them away, sometimes this happens and our children perhaps leave the church. And if you're here tonight and you've experienced that, I want you to know that I pray for you because I understand it's not easy. And if you're here tonight and you're rearing your children in the Lord, just know that you can only do so much, but they will eventually establish their own faith, and you pray that you've been that example, but also that they'll continue to love the Lord as you love the Lord. But here's kind of the premise of what I want to talk about tonight. Because in many situations, what can we say when our children leave the church? You know, we can confront them and be confrontational. More than likely, you're just going to drive a wedge between you and them because they perhaps don't see the church in God and His Son like you see church, the God, and His Son. Maybe they don't have the love. They see it as perhaps a pastime or something they do occasionally on Sunday, but they don't have that drive and devotion, and they don't love Jesus with all their heart, soul, and mind, and spirit. So if they don't have that drive and devotion, and they don't love Jesus with all their heart, soul, and mind and spirit, and I know because of that pain, and because they don't have that drive, they're often the world, and perhaps they've been removed from the church for a long time, they're not going to be where you are on that day of judgment. Because here's what I've actually heard parents say to me, more or less, it breaks my heart. How do I hold on to the joy of my salvation if my child is not faithful, then I'm not going to be faithful. Because here's what I've actually heard parents say to me,
maybe I didn't do enough to raise them right.
Well, if my child is my fault, Larry,
maybe I'm the one who drove them away. Or even better yet, I hear this,
or maybe I didn't do enough to raise them right.
Maybe it's my fault, Larry. My response I'm the one who drove them away. Or even better yet, I hear this. I must be a failure because
they didn't walk
away
from you. I want you to understand that.
My response is always
this. They walked away from God.
If that's the case, then God
because God was their decision
because
in the
they
first
didn't
place
walk
when
away
they became
from you,
Christian.
I want you to understand that.
They chose to obey
they
the
walked
gospel
away
of
from
Jesus
God.
Christ. Choices as
because
God says
God
we have that free will.
Was their
Think
decision in the first place when they became
we raise our
Christians.
Children, we bring them up
they
correctly.
Chose to obey
we don't
the
always
gospel
have it right
Jesus
because
Christ.
We're not perfect
choices
parents,
as
right?
God says we have that free
but
will.
But we do make
Think
mistakes.
About it this
we
way.
Fess up to our mistakes.
We raise our
they
children.
They see our devotion and our faithfulness
correctly.
To the church.
We don't always
they
have
see
it
us
right?
being
because
active. They see us being
Christian
involved.
Parents,
they go to
right?
camp. They do all of these other things. So every opportunity has been afforded them
they see our devotion and our faithfulness to the church.
Let's put that in relation to Adam and Eve in the
garden. They see us being active. They see us being involved. They go to camp. They do all of these other things. So every opportunity has been afforded them.
As a matter of fact, when you go to Genesis 2, it even says that God dressed the garden and had all of these other trees that were good for them to have.
So they had everything.
But he said of this
right?
one tree, this tree
as a matter of fact,
good
when you go to Genesis 2, it even says that God dressed the garden
so they
and had all of these other trees
that
were good for them
over that
to
which
have.
God provided.
But he said
so
of this
you provide
one tree,
all
the
things
tree
that you
of
give
good
to
evil,
your children.
Away from
but to,
so they
to
made
bring
the
them
choice
up and
to
establish to
their
that faith
tree. Over that which God provided.
Then why does it hurt
so if
much?
You provide all the things that you give
well,
to your children.
Because they're your child.
But to bring them up and to establish their faith.
Because you want to see them love the
then
Lord.
Then why does it hurt
like
so
you
much?
Love the Lord?
Well, naturally, because
but here's
they're
the
your
thing
child.
I want to encourage you tonight.
Because you love them.
There are some things I think that
because
we can
you
do
want to see them
to ensure that we hold
love
on
the
to
Lord
our own
like
salvation.
You love the Lord.
Okay?
But here's
because
the thing I want
to
encourage you tonight.
The sacrifice and the
there
gift
are some
that
things
was paid
I think
at Calvary
that we can do
for you
to ensure
that
we hold on to
our
own salvation. Okay?
They have been afforded the same opportunity
because you
of salvation.
Have to understand the
they have been afforded the same
the
opportunity
that was
of
paid
hope and eternity with God
for you
and his
just
son
as the same it was given to your child.
But because
they have been afforded
they
the same opportunity
walk
of salvation,
away from the Lord,
they have been afforded the
what
same opportunity of hope and eternity
to make
with
sure
God
that I don't
and his
lose
son
the joy of my own salvation.
But because
they
I understand to walk
there was
away
a great
from the
price
Lord,
also paid for
what
me.
Then am I supposed to do
the
to
Bible
make sure that I don't
in
lose
Revelation,
the joy
there's
of
not
my
be
own
more
salvation.
Tears in heaven, all of those things
because
are going to be wiped away. There's not going to be
there
any
was
more
a
pain.
Great price
so I know that when I get to
me.
Heaven, whether or not
the Bible tells
my child
us
is there
in
or
Revelation,
not,
there's
I'm not
going to be
even
any more tears in heaven. All of those things are going to be wiped away. There's not going to be any more pain.
So I know that when I get to heaven, whether or not
or earthly
my child
relationships
is there or not,
that we have today,
I'm not
because
even
the Bible
know.
Says we'll inherit the new
though
bodies,
we
our bodies
will be
changed, will be
completely
heaven,
different.
But not in the sense that we
so
think
how then
about
do I ensure that I hold on to the joy
earthly
of my
relationships
salvation.
That we have today? Because the Bible
here's
says
one thing I
we'll inherit the new bodies,
you,
our bodies will
parent,
be changed,
is to
we'll
focus
be
on what you did right.
So how
we
then do I ensure that I hold
right,
on to the joy of my own salvation?
I mean, if you've been a
here's
perfect
one thing
parent,
I want to encourage
hand.
You as a parent is to focus
not.
On what
we've
you
we've made
did
mistakes.
Right.
We've said stupid things.
We don't always
we reacted
get
when
it
we
right.
shouldn't react, got mad when we shouldn't get mad. All of these
I mean,
other
if you've
things,
been a perfect parent,
and I do
raise
not
your
profess
hand.
To know what it's like to have
course
an unfaithful
not.
Child. Like
we've
I said
made
earlier.
Mistakes. We've said stupid things.
But I do
we've
know in relation
when
to
we
that,
shouldn't react, got mad when we shouldn't get mad. All of these other things.
And
I do not profess
to
know what
it's like
to
stay up late at night when they
child,
were sick.
Like
you bent over backwards. You put yourself
but
in financial
I do know in relation
strain
to send
to school. All of these other things
child
you did
that you've loved
because you love
and you cherish
that
and you nurtured
child.
And you stayed up late
with
at night
every
when they were
ounce
sick,
of your being.
You bent over backwards.
You would give
your you
life
yourself in
for
financial
that child.
Strain to send them to school.
You
all
would give
of
anything
these other things
that you
did
for that child
because you love
and perhaps the one thing you asked for
with every ounce of your being
begged for.
You would give
your
life for that child.
Why don't you come back to church?
You would give anything that you could for that child. And perhaps the
maybe
one thing you asked
the response
for,
I've
or
heard
perhaps
some,
you've even begged for
I just
with your
don't
own
feel
child is,
a way about
why don't
religion
you come
as
back
you do,
to church?
Mom. I don't think about God the
maybe
way you
received
think
the
God.
Response.
Or maybe they
I've
went to college
some,
and they had some professors
I just don't
that steered them in the wrong direction
about religion as you do,
their own
Mom.
Faith.
That happens, right?
I don't think
I mean,
about
the world
God
is really good about doing
about
those
God.
Things.
Or maybe they went to college and they
but
had
I know
some
that
professors
it's not easier
to
them in
think
the wrong
about
direction. They begin to question their own faith.
In relation happens, to your child,
right.
to say maybe
I mean, the
did
world
fail
is really good about doing
those area,
things.
And maybe somewhere
but I know
along
that
the way
it's
I didn't
not easy
do something
to think
correctly.
About
yourself.
And I'm sure if you even ask
in relation
yourself,
to
your child, to say maybe I
what did
fail
I do
in
so wrong that drove you away from
and maybe somewhere along the way I didn't do something correctly. And
there's
I'm sure
a lot
you even
of
ask yourself,
in the church,
where did I go
too,
wrong?
That don't help the situation.
What did I do so wrong
they make
that drove
worse.
You away from the Lord?
By that, now, I say,
when sometimes there's a lot of people in the church somebody too, says, that have you ever talked to anybody
unintentionally
whose child is not faithful? By that,
they're almost embarrassed
to
a point.
When sometimes in relation to somebody says, have you ever noticed
because
you've
maybe
ever talked
you think
to anybody
they're looking at you like
whose child is not
wrong.
Faithful?
Maybe
that
they're looking
almost
at you like,
embarrassed to
I'm
a
not
point.
The best Christian parent.
Would you be?
Maybe they're looking at me like, well,
because maybe you
I don't
think
want them
they're
teaching
looking
my child
like
if they can't even teach
wrong.
Their own child to be faithful to
maybe
the Lord, right?
They're looking at you like, I'm not the
and
best Christian
and sometimes unintentionally we even make maybe the they're response looking at without me even like, realizing
well,
the gesture.
I don't want them teaching my child if they can't even teach their own child to be faithful to the Lord,
not
right?
really understanding really the
and
response
and sometimes unintentionally
we
even make the response without even realizing the gesture. We go, oh,
but I think there are some things that we can focus on.
Well,
not
I was
really
understanding
this,
really the response we're giving
sermon,
to the person
I repeatedly
that is only making
came
the situation
across
worse.
Numerous articles,
but I think there's
titles
that
we can focus
or
on.
Something.
While I was researching
raised
for this,
Christian children.
This sermon, I repeatedly
I thought to
came
myself,
across
as I read several
numerous
of these,
articles titled or phrased
titles,
or something. Successfully
implies,
raised
as
Christian
I was looking
children.
At this, and this was coming to my mind. This implies, of course,
I thought to myself
that
as I read several
that
of these,
if your children are not living the Christian
these
life,
titles,
then you're a failure.
This
as
implies,
a parent.
That's
as
what
I
was
took
looking
when
at
I read
this,
the
and this was coming
now,
to my mind. This implies,
these
of course,
articles were not written
that if you,
by anybody in the
that if your children are not living the Christian
but when
life,
I did the Google search,
then
these
you're
the
a failure
up,
as a parent.
So I'm thinking,
that's what
if
I
anybody
took when
reads
I read the
this,
now,
and this is saying these are assurances to make sure that your child stays faithful to the Lord.
But when
and
I did the Google search,
not,
these are the ones that
you
popped
failed
up.
These
so I'm thinking,
so you're an awful
if anybody
parent.
Reads this, and this is saying these are assurances
I wanted
to make sure that your child
say,
stays faithful
think?
To the Lord, and if your child's not, then obviously you failed in these assurances, so you're
because
an awful
you're
parent.
Saying you got it all right.
What you're
I wanted to
me
call
is
the authors and say,
parent.
What are you thinking?
And that you've got this parenting thing all figured out. Brethren, I still don't
because
have it figured out.
Because you're saying you got it all right.
And I've been doing it a while now.
What you're telling me is that you're the perfect
I still don't have all
and
of the things figured out of what it means to be all
figured
a
out.
Christian
Brethren, I
parent.
Still don't have it figured out.
How much do you push them? How much do you
and
pull
I've been
them?
Doing
how
it
much
a
do
while
you encourage
now.
Them? How much do you leave them alone?
I still
all
don't
of those
have
things
all
come
of the
play
things figured out of
every
what it
time
means
I engage my children
a
in Bible
Christian
study.
Parent.
How much
I don't want to force them. I don't want to force
them.
Feed them. I don't want to push
how much
my religion
down alone.
Their throat.
Because I can
all
tell you many times
to play
of preachers
every time
kids that
I
engage my
children in Bible
based
stuff.
Upon the way that they were raised.
I don't want to
church.
Force them. I don't want
and
to
all
force
of the
feed
undue
them. I don't want to push my religion
down
their
throat.
Because I can tell you many times
to
preachers
myself
that have
presented
the
church
can't
put
undue
expectations
on
their children
in the church.
And then wonder why
all of the undue expectations
that are
established
on preachers' children.
I'm not pointing that out.
But when you think about
myself, what I'm saying
the case
is we can't
put
undue expectations on our children,
you know,
and then wonder why they turn around
you know,
and leave
successfully
the church.
Again,
raised it's establishing
Christian
their own
all
faith.
Of these other things.
But
again,
when you
they're
think
basically
about
saying they've got it all figured
case,
out
and
in relation
have it
to
all
these
figured
articles,
out.
When God's you know, children sin, does
you know,
that make
successfully
God a failure?
Raise Christian children and all of these other things? Again,
so
they're basically saying they've got
sin,
it all figured out.
As adults,
we don't have
when they're
it all
out of
figured
the
out.
Even if they're 16,
when God's
17,
children
18
sin,
years
does
old that have already
God
obeyed the
failure?
Gospel, when they sin and make a decision to
so
do something stupid
sin,
as teenagers often
as
do
adults,
sometimes,
when they're out in the world, even if they're 16,
does that mean
17,
that
18 years
too?
Old that have already
no.
obeyed the
does
gospel,
that mean we
when
are
they
a failure?
Sin and make a decision
no.
to do something stupid
there
as
are a lot
teenagers
of things
often
my parents told me not to do, doesn't mean I didn't
does that
do
mean that God is a failure too?
Because
no.
we're teenagers,
does that mean
right? we because
are a failure?
Mistakes.
No.
When I got into the military, the most
there are a
worldly
lot of
place
my
you can
parents
be in to serve
not
in the military,
do,
you understand
doesn't
that?
Mean I didn't do it.
I lost my way
because we're
I'll
teenagers,
be the first
right?
Because
that.
We make mistakes. When
I
got into
I thought
the military,
I knew better.
The
I
most
thought I knew
worldly
better
place
than my
you can be in if
I
you serve
I knew better
in the military,
than the Lord.
You understand
I've got
all
that?
This figured out. I'm 19 years old. I'm serving my country.
I've
got it figured out. I didn't have anything figured out.
I thought I knew better. I thought I knew better than my parents.
But
I thought I knew better than the Lord.
Parents.
I've got all this figured out. I'm 19 years old. I'm serving my country.
I didn't say they're
country.
The reason
I've
I'm
got it figured out.
Now.
I didn't have anything figured out.
I had to be like the prodigal and come to myself and come to my own understanding.
But I didn't
to realize where I was
parents.
In the world. But when you look back over
say,
the course
the
of raising your
I'm
children,
at this point now,
you think you know there are times
I had to be like the prodigal
when you
and
didn't
come to
get
myself
it right,
and come to
you
my
didn't
own
get
understanding
it
to realize where I was
correctly.
In the world.
But you also know
when you look
you
back over the course of raising your children,
if you're a good Christian,
you think
parent,
you know there are times
that you did do right
when you didn't get it right, when you didn't get it perfect,
and you
when you didn't get it correctly.
Courage from
but
that.
You also know and you understand that there are a lot of things if you're a good Christian parent,
you're doing the best you know how to do with what you have.
And you should take
some children aren't always
that,
easiest
you
to raise,
take,
are they?
Take the
we
understanding
look across
to know that
say, boy, they
you're doing the best
out.
You know how to
they're
do
all
with
put
what
together
you have.
And their kids sit quietly, but you don't see
some
them in the
children
car when
aren't
they leave.
Always the easiest to raise, are they?
We look across the aisle and we say, boy, they've got it all
figured out. Really of what
they're all put together, and their kids sit quietly, but you don't see them in the car when they leave.
Brethren, there's not a normal family in this audience.
So we have this kind of
everybody's definition of
misconception really of what the perfect nuclear family is.
We all raise our kids differently.
Brethren, there's not a normal family in this
audience. We talk to them differently.
Want to know why?
Because of the way everybody's definition of normal environment or where we come from. But it doesn't mean that
we all raise our kids
differently. It means that you have a different way of bringing them up.
We approach them differently. We talk to them differently.
So you bring them up the best way you know how, the tools that you have, and you do the very best you can to show them what it means to love the Lord and His church.
It means that you have a different way of bringing them up.
So take comfort in knowing that you did right.
So you bring them up the best way you know how, with the tools that you have, and you do the very best you can
and show them what it means to love the Lord
and understanding as we teach our children.
So take comfort in knowing that you did right
every morning and have our devotional and our family prayer time.
Paul talk about the Bible
and 2 Timothy 3:15,
and understanding
and
as we teach our children,
going to regurgitate some
and
of this
we sit down
and
with our children every morning and have our devotional
but I can only
our,
do
our
so much. Eventually, they're going to get to the
Bible
point where I have to take my hands off and say, "The wheel
and
is
I'm
yours."
Hoping they're going to regurgitate some of this and put it
and
into practice.
And it's then
going
to be their responsibility
but
to navigate
I can only
this
do
world.
So much.
Eventually, they're going to get to the point where I have to take my hands off and say, "The wheel is yours."
We call our world in which we live today.
And it's then going to be their responsibility
to navigate this world,
hoping that
from
a
child
and their very
you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make
thee
wise
in
the salvation
through
faith, which is in Jesus Christ.
But Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:15 that from a child you have
known
the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise in the salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ.
From a child,
so just as we
teach
our children those things that they're supposed
to
know, we've given them
you've
the tools,
the scriptures
that pertain to life and godliness.
Very little these things have been taught
to you by
your mother
and your grandmother.
Once they take those things out into the world, guess what?
So just as we teach our children those things that they're supposed to know,
we have to take
we've given them the tools, the things that pertain to life and godliness.
Now, I can tell you this.
Once they take those things out into the world, guess what?
Some of you who this year have taken your child to college for the first time know exactly what I mean.
Now, I can tell you this, that's
well, it's really easy.
Said than
I was
done.
Excited my first one out of the house. Second one's just a few
some of
years
you
away.
Who
Woo,
this year
wait.
Have taken your child to college
and
for
that
the first
time,
time
comes
exactly
like,
what I mean.
I don't want to.
Boy, it's really easy. I was excited my first one out of the house. Second one's just a few years away. Woo, can't wait.
Because I was scared.
Then that time comes, you're like, I don't want to.
Because I can protect
I don't want to send them out there yet.
I can make sure they go to church.
Because
I can make
I was
sure
scared.
They follow the Lord. I can make sure they keep
because
Jesus in the forefront
them.
Of their minds.
I can
make
do
all
sure
of those things
church.
That I know I need to do.
I can make sure they follow
to be the
Lord.
Good Christian parent that I can be.
I can make sure they keep Jesus in the forefront of their
but
minds.
But I also realize that once they get into the
I can do
the
all
world,
of those things that I know I need
I have to
do
let them go.
To be the good Christian parent that I can
you think
be.
About in the marriage relationship as God
but
talks
I also
about
realize
in Genesis
that once they get into the world
the husband and the wife the woman and the man twain became one flesh. And
you
they
think
shall
about
leave
in
father and mother,
the
and they shall cleave unto themselves.
God talks about it in Genesis.
You know what that means?
Well,
the husband
and the wife, the woman and
the
man, twain became one flesh.
But at the same time, it's
and
kind of
shall
the same
leave father and mother, and
in,
they shall
in
cleave
how they
unto
go out into the world that we have to allow
you know
them
what that
to
means?
Grow
we
up
as parents
and become
have to stay out of their relationship
and establish their
married.
Faith, and we've hoped that we've given them.
But at
the
same time, it's kind of the same
relationship
in how they go out into the world. If you say, "Well, did you go to church?" and they say, "No, I grow up and become themselves and establish their faith," and we've hoped that we've given them the tools.
But brother,
don't fret in relation to if they turn away or if
because
you say, well, did you go
to
church
and
they say, no, I didn't.
Parents that I've counseled, the more you push,
well, you know, that really
the
hurts.
More you fight,
and I want
the
you
more
know
you're
going to
push them away from the Lord.
And leave it alone.
They know where you
because
stand
I can tell you from
God
experience
and
the parents that I've counseled,
they know exactly where
the
you
more
stand.
You push, the more
they know
you
what
fight,
you believe,
the more you're
going to
push them away
they
from the Lord.
They know how involved you are. They know all
they
of that.
Know where
children
you stand on God and Jesus.
They know exactly where you stand.
But you can focus on
they
the fact
what
that
you
believe,
did,
they know
things
what you right,
practice,
rearing
they know
them,
how involved you are.
Especially if
they
you
know
they're
all
successful
of that. Our children
the
are not stupid. If they've got a good head on their shoulders. I know parents who have children
but you
who
can
aren't
focus
faithful,
on the
successful
fact
careers,
that you did some
good
things
family,
right, rearing
loving
them,
wife, great children,
especially
good job,
if you know
all
they're
these
successful
things,
in the world.
They just don't love
if they've
the
got
Lord.
A good head on their shoulders. I know parents who have children who aren't faithful.
So I see that
careers,
in relation to
family,
as a win,
loving
because
wife, great
you've
children,
got them
where they
job,
need to be,
you've given
things,
them the tools to be
they
successful.
They just don't love the Lord.
Unfortunately, they just don't love the Lord like we love the Lord.
So I see that in relation
look around,
to as a win because
you look back
you've
over
gotten
the course
where
of
they
raising
need to be,
children,
you've given them the tools
look
to
back
be
and you say to yourself,
life.
Unfortunately,
you know,
they
we've
just
done all
don't
of these
the
things.
Like we've
been faithful
Lord.
In all of our service. Understand that you
when
did
you look
something
around,
right. And you look back over the course of raising your children, and look back and you say to yourself, you know, we've done all of these things, we've been faithful in all of our service. Understand that you did something wrong.
Showed him the gospel, showed him the way.
Remember, even Demas forsook Paul, and it says,
but he loved the world more than he loved Paul and he loved the church. Brethren, unfortunately, that's
Paul
life. Demas, sometimes
took him in as
people
his own,
raised him, showed him the gospel, showed him the way, showed him everything that he needed to do.
And as much as
but
that
he loved the world
us,
more than he loved Paul, and he loved the church.
We still have to allow our
brethren,
children
unfortunately,
to be themselves.
That's life. And sometimes people are going to love the world more.
They're
going to
grow up
God.
And they're going to become adults. And guess what? We have no say.
And as
over
much
what
as
they
that
do.
Hurts us, we still
but
have
I can
to
tell
allow
this,
our children
we can
to be
still
themselves.
Be an example to them.
I had a lady when I was
they're
preaching
grow
in Alabama.
And they're
going to
become
didn't
adults.
Understand it.
And guess what?
Because
we
she
have
come
no
to my office
over
several times complaining that her 40-year-old
but
son didn't love
this,
Jesus, didn't love the Lord, he wouldn't go to church,
I had
didn't
a lady
teach
when
his
I was
children about
in Alabama,
Jesus, none of these
didn't
things.
Understand
and then finally
come
he came
to
into town, I'd never met him before,
that
and
her
she
40-year-old
said,
son didn't love Jesus, didn't love the Lord, he wouldn't go to church, didn't teach his children about Jesus, none of these things. And then finally he came into town, I'd never met him before, and she said, oh, I'm not going to be here tonight because my son's coming to visit.
What are you teaching him? Said, you've cried in my office praying that your son would be faithful to God, and now you're going to forsake the Lord for him? I said, you're sinning because the Bible tells us opposite of that.
Said, you've
cried
in my office
you will love father and mother
more than
faithful to
God,
and now you're going to forsake the Lord for him?
I said, you're sinning because the Bible tells us opposite of that.
You will love me
more than you
love
your brother and sister. Jesus said, you will love father and mother more than
you love me. Jesus said, I must come first.
You will love
and guess what,
brethren,
God
our children
more than you
love
your father
and
mother.
Too.
And let me tell you
you
what
will
the
love
world
me more than
wrong.
You love your brother and sister.
You see, there is a hierarchy in relation to what we believe and what we
and
do.
And guess what,
in our
brethren,
lives.
Our children need to
because
understand
number one
that
has to be God himself. Number
let me
two
tell you
where
the
spouse.
World has it wrong.
Number three is your children.
You see, there
it's
is a hierarchy in relation to
sometimes
what we believe
parents want
and
to put the child on top and God on the bottom.
Because number one has to be God.
And when we do that,
guess what
the
children
see?
Number three is your children.
I come first.
Backwards.
Dad comes second.
Sometimes parents want to put the child on top and God on the bottom.
And then when we do
and
that,
when
we
push
do
them
that,
further
and further
what the
away from the church.
See.
Here's
I
another thing
first,
I want you to know that we can
second.
Do to make sure that
God
we hang on to
last.
Our salvation is that we can focus on other people.
And then
people.
When we do that, we push them further and further away from the church.
I had a lady say
here's
to
another
me one
thing
time,
I want you
I'm not going
to
teach
to know
Bible
that we can
anymore.
Do to make sure that we hang on to our
and
salvation.
I said, why not? You're
is
one
that
of our
we
best
can
teachers.
Focus on other people.
Because my son's not faithful.
I had a lady say to me one time, I'm
I
not going to teach Bible class
don't you think this is the
anymore?
Best time for you to be teaching?
And I said, why not? You're one of our best teachers.
That aren't in your shoes?
Because my son's not faithful.
That you can be an encouragement to them?
I said, don't you think
perhaps
this is the best
felt,
time
you know,
for
a
you
long
to be
time that after your child
you
left the church that you had nothing
that aren't in
beneficial
your
to offer anyone?
That you can be an encouragement
I
to them?
More.
Perhaps you felt
you
know,
that
for a long time that after
you
your child left the church
earlier,
that you had nothing beneficial to offer anyone.
They don't know what they're doing.
I couldn't disagree more.
Whatever the case might be.
Maybe you feel that
I had
people
a preacher
are looking into mine
and saying what I mentioned earlier, their
in
way
in a
didn't
congregation.
Work.
They don't
whose
know
husband
what
was
doing,
extremely active,
or whatever the case might be.
Whose three children
I had a preacher
were extremely
friend of mine,
faithful to the church,
in a,
but
in a
because
congregation,
she had one child that had left the church and went
whose
away,
husband
went into
was
the world
extremely
after she
active,
went off to college,
whose
she stopped
three
coming to
children
church
were extremely faithful to the church.
The husband
but
stayed
because
active,
she
the
had
children
one
were
child
still at home
that had
active,
left the church and
but
went
she
away,
completely
went into
turned
the world
her back
after
on God
she went
because
off to college.
She said, I'll wait
she
for
stopped
him to
coming
come
to church
home.
Altogether, or her to come home.
The husband stayed active.
That's
the
wrong
children
way of
were
thinking.
Still at home stayed active, but she completely
because
turned
now,
her back
what example
on God
are you
because
to everybody
said,
else
I'll wait for him to come home, or her to come home.
Because you turned your back on God.
Your
that's
child
the wrong
did,
way of
and
thinking.
Then you did exactly what your child did.
Because now, what example are you to everybody else in the congregation?
One of the things that
because
we need
you
in the church
your
is
God.
Experience.
Your child
that's
did it, and then you did exactly what your child did.
Qualifications for elders
but
in 1
you can
Timothy
see
3 and Titus chapter 1.
One of the things that
we want
need
these
in
men
the church
to be qualified
is
to have experience. They've raised children.
That's
why?
We see the,
because
the,
they themselves are going to give us advice and help us through the
for elders
times,
in 1 Timothy 3
and
Titus
tell us what we
one.
Need to do and guide
we
us
want
to
these men
and
to be
lead
qualified
us
to have experience. They've raised children. Why? Because they themselves are going to give us advice
let me
and
read
help
a verse
us through the difficult times
and I'm sure
and
all
tell
of you
us
know
what
this
we
verse.
Need to
Look
do.
At Titus
guide us
chapter
to heaven
2
and lead us in paths of righteousness. All of the things the Bible talks about. Let me read a verse to you, and I'm sure all of you know this verse. Look at Titus chapter 2 with me for just a moment.
You see, I put it in relation to this. That's the experience that is needed in the classroom to keep other children from turning their back on God. In Titus 2,
you see, I put it in relation
verses
to this.
3 and 4.
That's the experience that is needed in the classroom
the
to keep other
women
children
likewise,
from turning their
that
back
they be in
God.
Behavior has become holiness, In Titus, accusers not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women like to be sober, that they be in behavior as become holiness,
to love their children.
Not false accusers not given to much wine, teachers
in relation to that. It does not read, let the
older
women who have successfully raised
their children
to love their husbands,
the younger women
to love their children.
Notice what
does it say? Only the successful
parents.
It does not read,
let the older women who have successfully raised their children
teach the younger women.
Great Christians who are faithful in all of these things, only those
women can teach
the other women. Does it say only
the successful
parents who have raised their children?
No, that's not what it says.
It
says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands.
Only those women can teach the other women. Does it say that?
So, by focusing on others and helping
it
them, and
that
not
they may teach the young women to be
I'm
sober
to others,
love their husbands,
avoid what
to love
I'm
their
having
children.
To experience.
So,
go back to Galatians
6,
by
focusing
burdens,
on
all
others
that stuff that
and helping them
that,
and not
picking up the load,
self-pity,
helping them get through these
I'm helping
times.
Others perhaps avoid what I'm having to
because
experience.
You can help someone over the hump.
Go back
in relation
to Galatians
6,
bearing burdens, all that
Jesus
that
said,
stuff
he
that
loves father
there,
and mother more than
picking
me
up the load,
helping them get through these difficult times.
You hear that?
Because you can help
the
someone
person
over
that
the
loves
hump
father
in
and mother
that,
more than they love me is
Jesus
not
Jesus said, he that
to
loves father
mine.
And mother more than me is not
those
worthy
are some harsh
of
words
me.
There.
Did you hear that? The person that loves
when we
father
lose the joy of our salvation because of our children's
unfaithfulness,
to be called mine.
You're doing
those
to
some
God
harsh words
what
there.
Your children have done to you.
When we lose the joy of our salvation
you know
because of our
hurts.
Children's unfaithfulness, you're doing to God.
But here's the thing
what
I want you to focus on the
you.
Most. In relation to your own salvation.
And you know
because
how much
I can
that
tell
hurts.
You this. As much as I love my children.
But here's the thing I want you to focus on
as much
on
as
the
I
most,
love my wife.
In relation to your
I
own salvation.
I am not going to lose my soul for them.
Because I can tell you this.
That's
as much
hard,
as I love my children.
That almost sounds kind of mean,
as much
it?
As I love my wife.
And
I
would
not
expect
going to lose
my wife
soul
and my
them.
Children to do the same thing.
That's
I
hard,
would expect
isn't?
Nothing less
that almost
from
sounds
kind of
mean, doesn't
all.
It?
And I would expect
why?
My wife
because
and my
you've been given
the
greatest gift.
I would expect nothing
by the greatest
less
man
from them at
that
all.
Ever lived.
Why would you allow
why?
Anybody?
Because you've been
to
given
that
the
greatest
gift.
But here's
by
what
the
we
greatest
can certainly
man
do to hold on to our salvation.
That ever lived.
We can focus on heaven.
Why would you allow anybody?
Because isn't that
to
after
take
all,
that away
what we're
from
all striving for, right? Paul said Philippians 3.
But here's what
14,
we can certainly do to hold on to
the prize of the high
salvation.
Calling of God in Christ Jesus.
We can focus
Paul
on
said,
heaven.
I keep on pressing.
Paul said,
because
I forget those things that are behind.
After all what we're all striving for, right? Paul
it
said
doesn't
Philippians
mean
3.
That you're going to love your child
I press
any
for
less.
The prize of the high
it doesn't
calling of God
mean
in Christ Jesus.
Still not
going to
be there for your
pressing.
Child to encourage them.
Paul said, I forget those things that are behind
the path of righteousness if they
want
to
all of those things that
love your
child. You're
going to
be there for your child.
It doesn't mean that you're
still not
going to
be there for your child to encourage
in relation
to
all of
them get back on the path
of righteousness
that relationship.
If they want
to
all of those things that encompasses, you're going to be there for your child because you love them.
And that
but
you're not
to
going
to
allow your
child
in relation
to ruin
to all
that
of that
you. And what encompasses that relationship
heaven is a beautiful
is God
place
is at the
and
forefront
no tears
of that relationship.
No heartache.
You think about
and that you're not going
John
to allow your
child
to ruin that for
what
you.
What did Jesus say?
In relation to those who
heaven
are struggling
is a beautiful
with unfaithful
place,
children.
There's no tears and there's no heartache.
Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled.
You think about
John
you believe
14,
in God,
1
believe
3.
Also in me.
What did Jesus say?
In, my
in
house
relation
many
to
mansions.
Those who are struggling with unfaithful
if
children.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Jesus said, let not
but
your
I go to prepare a
troubled.
Place for you.
You believe in
that
God,
where
believe
I
also
am,
in
Jesus
me.
Said, if I go to prepare a place
in
for you,
my
I will
house
come again
mansions.
And receive you unto myself.
If
that
it
where
not
I
so,
am,
I would have told you.
You
but
may
I go to prepare
also.
A place for you.
That
notice
where
the
I
singular
am,
there.
Jesus
you.
Said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and
that's
receive you unto myself.
That's for each of us individually.
That where I am,
us.
You may be there
what we chose to follow.
What we chose to be
notice
faithful
the singular
to.
There.
You.
We
that's
have been
for
promised
each of us
an inheritance that's uncorruptible,
us.
Incorruptible, and undefined.
What we chose to follow.
We've been promised
what
that.
We chose to be faithful to.
So if you've been given a gift of
we
diamonds
have been promised
or
an inheritance
precious
that's
rubies,
uncorruptible,
would you take that
incorruptible
and throw
it away? And
undefined? We've been promised that.
Probably not.
So if you've been
you see,
given
I know parents
a gift
who say they don't want to go to heaven
or,
if their children
or
aren't there.
Precious
not
rubies,
me.
Would you take that and throw it away?
You know what I say to my children? Good luck.
Probably not.
I love you.
You see, I know parents who say
but
they don't
I
want to
be
go to
where
heaven
my
if their children
is.
Aren't there. Not me.
I want to be where I know I get to experience eternity
good luck.
And happiness and sing praises unto the Lord.
I love you.
And enjoy my inheritance that God
promised me based upon
what His Son did at Calvary. That's what I want.
I want to be where I know I get to experience eternity
and happiness
and sing praises unto the Lord.
As my
and
son,
enjoy my
that's
inheritance
not what you
that
desire,
God promised me based upon what His Son did at Calvary. That's what I want.
And you know that you're always welcome in my house.
And if you don't
know, when you come
that,
to my house, we go to church.
As my child, if that's not what you desire,
and know that
I'll
the Lord's going to come first in everything that we do. And if you're not down,
and you
with
know that,
that
you're always welcome in my house, but know when you come to my house, we
then
go to
you
church.
Can't be with us.
And know that the Lord's going to come first in everything that we do.
Exactly,
and if
God
you're
said
not down with that,
if you're not for us,
Jesus
then you can't
said,
be with us.
Then you're against us.
Because brethren,
that's
as difficult
as that sounds,
I understand
exactly what God said.
I don't pretend to know because I'm.
If
never
you're
been
not
there
for us, Jesus said, then you're against
and I've played that scenario over and over
that's
in my
a difficult
head before.
Thing.
What would I do?
I understand.
It's easy for me to say.
I don't pretend to know because I'm.
But
never
what
been
would
there
I do?
And I
would
played
first have
that
to
scenario over and over in my head before. What would I do?
But then I would.
It's
say,
easy
I love
for
you
me to say.
But
I love
what
you with
I
all
do
my heart, but I love Jesus more.
I would first have to breathe.
I love Jesus way more.
But then I would say, I love you.
Because He gave me what you never did.
I love you with all my heart, but
and
I love Jesus
life
more.
And heaven is what
I love
I focus
Jesus
on
way more.
And I pray my children are following
because
me
because He
that
gave
way
me what you never did.
You see, I want my family to be in heaven. I know you want your family to be in heaven.
And
I
heaven
want
is
this
what
family
I focus
to be
on
in heaven.
And I pray my children
but
are following
you see, I can't
me
force
that
you
way
to be faithful.
You see,
just
I want
like
my
I can't
family
force
to be
my
in
children.
I know you want your family to be in heaven. I want this family
you know,
to
I
be in
to
heaven.
I used to sit there when they were little. My boys were
but
little.
But you
see,
I can't force you to be faithful.
You know, 12, 10, right around that
just
age.
Just like I can't force my children to be
and
faithful.
And I was like a hawk.
I'd look
you know,
down,
I used to sit there when they were
singing
little. My boys were little. When
yeah,
they were,
that's going to make them sing.
You know, 12, 10,
that's
going to
make
right
them love the
age
Lord more.
And I was like a hawk.
And they'd pop to attention and start singing.
Why aren't you singing?
Finally, I realized.
Yeah, because that's going to make them sing.
That's going to make them
love
the Lord more.
I wanted them to love God as much as I love God, even though that wasn't the way to do it.
Start singing.
But finally I realized,
can you make somebody love someone who doesn't have love in their heart for them?
I wanted them to love God as much as I love God, even though that wasn't the way to do it.
Was it a joy for their mother and I when they said,
Dad,
we want to put on Christ and have love in their heart for them?
Amen. Let's go to the baptistry.
So what... Was it a joy
and my prayer
for
from that moment on
their
was
mother
that
and I when they said,
love
Dad,
the Lord
we want
to
put on
and
Christ
continue
and
to follow the Lord.
Amen.
But I also know how strong the
let's
world
go to the
is
baptistry
and I know how strong the devil is. That's not that I'm taking away
and
from
my prayer from that
faith
moment on was that they'll
continue
solid
to love the Lord and continue to follow
but
the
Lord.
But
also know how conniving the devil is. Who
but also know how
like
strong the world is and
to
how strong the devil is. That's not that I'm taking away from my children's faith. I think their faith is very solid.
So I always told my children, when Tyler went off, I told my
children, also know how conniving
the devil is.
I'm always
like a roaring lion looking to devour somebody.
You've ever got a Bible question?
So I always told my children when Tyler went off, I told my other ones the same thing.
I'm always
then you call
here
me and let me know
if you ever need me.
That I want to be
you've
your
ever got
rock
a Bible
if you need
question
me to guide you
he
through
has
some troubled times.
You ever got any doubts?
But eventually,
about
in one of these days, Dad's not going to be here anymore.
Then you call me and let me know.
That
and
I want
what
to be your rock if you need me to guide you through some
I
troubled times.
I said to that
times
lady,
but eventually, in one
son,
of these days, Dad's not going to be here
or
anymore
told me she was going to stay home because of her son.
And then what?
I simply asked her, I said, Miss Dolores,
I said to that lady,
what are you going
to
do?
Who said to her son,
or what do you think your son's going to do?
Or
when
told
you
me
die
she was going to stay home because of her son. I simply asked her, I
he
said,
doesn't
Ms.
Have
Dolores
you anymore.
What are you
going to
do?
What's he
going
to do now in relation to his faith?
Or what do you think your son's going to do when you die?
You're not going to be around to guide him and to encourage him and to pray for him. So what are you going to do?
He doesn't have
then
you anymore.
Well,
what's
I
he
going
to do now in relation
around
to his faith?
I do too.
You're not going to be around to guide him and to encourage him and to pray for him.
If I had to venture a guess, sometimes the heartache of an unfaithful child
I just hope he comes around
hurts so bad.
I do too.
You can hardly breathe. That literally.
If I had to venture a guess, sometimes the heartache of an unfaithful child
and perhaps you even spend nights
hurts so bad,
hoping and praying
that you can hardly breathe
that they'll change their mind.
And maybe perhaps
that
burden even seems too great to bear sometimes.
And perhaps you even spend nights crying,
because like I said, I can't
hoping
imagine
and praying
that they'll change their
but
mind.
But when those times come,
and maybe
sure
perhaps
they
that
will
burden even seems too great to bear sometimes.
Let me offer you these words from the hymn,
because
that
like
we
I said, I can't
sing
imagine.
Heaven will surely
but when
be
those
it
times
all
come, and surely they will,
heaven will surely
let me
be
offer
worth it all
you these words
because
from
it
the
will
hymn
be
that we often sing.
It will be.
Heaven will surely be
as
worth
much
it
as
all
it hurts me to see somebody heaven
who has a child that is, has
be worth it
lost
all.
Their way to the world. It breaks
because
my heart.
It really does.
It will be.
But my prayer
as much
always
as it hurts me to see somebody
them,
who has a child that
has salvation because of
lost their way to the world. It breaks my heart.
Please
it really
don't
does.
Lose your way because of them.
But my prayer always is
for them.
God made this
please
promise.
Don't lose your own
Revelation
salvation
21:4.
And God shall
please
wipe away all tears from their eyes
because of them.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, no crying, neither
God
shall
made
there
this
be any more pain.
Revelation 21:4.
The former things have passed away.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Rather than that's what I hang my hopes on.
There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be
and
any more pain.
That's why I keep looking to the cross.
For the former things have passed away.
I might have mentioned this to you before.
Rather than that's what I hang my hopes on.
Right before we moved here,
and that's why I keep looking
very
to
good
the cross.
Family friends of ours.
I might have mentioned this.
Called me and said, "Can we come over? We need to talk to you. We got to talk
right
to you."
Right before we moved here,
they didn't even attend where I preached at, but
very
they were
good
friends and they were members of the church.
Family friends of ours.
And I said, "Absolutely."
Called me and said,
and
"Can we come
down,
over?
And
we need
talked,
to talk to you.
We
got to talk
dinner,
to you now."
We laughed a little bit.
They didn't even attend where
and
I preached
serious.
At, but they were friends
and
they were members
crying.
Of the church.
And she said, "I don't even know where to start."
And I said, "Absolutely."
And we sat down
and
we
said,
talked.
I've lost my baby to the
world. We laughed a little bit and then it got serious.
And I said, "What do you mean, lost?"
She started crying. And she said, "I don't even know where to start."
"Well, he's gone into the homosexual lifestyle."
And she said, "I've lost my baby."
And posted it all over Facebook for everybody to see.
And I said, "What do you mean, lost?"
And she said, "I'm absolutely embarrassed."
"Well, he's gone into the
I'm absolutely mortified
homosexual lifestyle.
And I don't know what to do."
And he's posted it all over Facebook
for
everybody to see.
First thing I told
her to
do is, "You don't stop loving the Lord."
And she said, "I'm absolutely embarrassed."
I said, "The second thing,
I'm absolutely mortified. And I don't know what
to
do."
And I said, "I don't think of you any less than I did
before you
even walked in, and I knew that was
the
situation. Because I know the type of woman and
the
type of parent you are."
The second thing was, it was his decision, not yours.
So don't allow
anybody's
thoughts
or
what you think
I did before you even walked in, and I knew that was
the situation. Deflect or take away from your walk.
Because I know the type of woman and the type of parent you are.
She texted me.
So don't allow anybody's thoughts or what you think people are thinking.
And I asked her how
deflect or take away from your walk.
She said, "Oh, he's further into it now."
But she said, "You know what, Larry?"
She texted me about a week ago.
She said, "It still hurts."
And I asked her how her son
was.
But
I have Jesus.
And she said, "Oh, he's further into it now."
I said, "What greater comfort
is there?"
But she
said, "You know what, Larry?"
Right.
What better person
she said, "It still
to lean on than God himself?"
But I have
when you're trying and when you're going through a difficult time.
I said, "What greater comfort
is there?" What better
person
to lean on?
Right.
I read a
what better person
recent article
and to lean on
than God himself.
It was a brotherhood article.
When you're trying,
accurate
when you're going through a difficult
time. Research that was done.
What better person to lean on?
But the article said that 75% of our children
are being in
the Lord's church.
It was a brotherhood article.
In relation to the body of Christ,
not
denominations. Research that was done.
75%.
But the article said that 75% of our children are leaving the Lord's church. That's
think about
just
that
in relation
to our children,
the body of Christ.
That'd
not denominations. Of them, wouldn't it?
75%
walk away from the Lord altogether. So chances are,
think about that in relation
that you know somebody that's grieving over the loss of a child to the world.
75% walk away from the Lord altogether.
So chances are,
let
that you
know
somebody that's grieving over the loss of a child to the world,
and that you're praying for them.
So what do you say?
Let them know that you were here for them no matter what,
and ask them if there's anything
that
you
can
do
to help bring that precious soul back to Christ.
Because aren't we all in this
together?
Let them
know that you were here for them no matter what,
and ask them
because
if there's anything
not,
that you can do to help bring
your
that
child
precious soul
into the
back
world,
to Christ.
That should hurt all
because
of us.
Aren't we all in this together?
There shouldn't be a dry in
because
this room
believe it or not,
hear that somebody's child is walking
if your
away
child
from God.
Goes into the world, that should hurt all of us.
And if you're the parent of a child who's not walking in the truth,
there shouldn't be a
dry
in this room when we hear that somebody's child is walking
use
away
your talent, your talents for the betterment of the church.
And if you're the parent of a child who's not walking in the truth,
to be the example of those to say,
get busy
you understand what it means to have the joy of that salvation.
Use
that
your
talent,
your talents for the betterment of the church.
Because, brethren, there is no greater gift than that which God
has
given us.
Be the example of those to say,
go to God for the joy
what it means to have the joy of that salvation that God has given to you.
And I beg you, don't turn your back on God.
Because, brethren, there is no greater gift than that which God has given us.
Don't lose the joy
go to God for the joy
because of their decision.
That he has
their
promised.
Decision.
And I beg you, don't turn your back on God like your child has.
I asked a young
don't
man
lose
one
the
time,
joy of your salvation
because of their decision.
Their decision.
And he came to church one time
with his mother when
a,
he was visiting.
Young man one
and
time.
And I knew the young man, 20s. And I pulled him aside a little bit, and I said, do you realize
and
how much you're hurting
your mother? And he came to church one time.
He didn't really understand the question.
His mother, when he was visiting,
that I got from him. I said, "Do you realize?"
And I knew the young man.
How much your mother
hurts. Aside a little bit, and I said,
"Do you realize how much you're hurting
your
mother?"
She said,
"Really understand
the question?"
It has nothing to do
with
my mother. Just the response that I got from him. I said, "Do you realize?"
Has nothing to do with her.
How much your mother hurts?
I don't have any resentment towards her. I don't have any hate towards her. Nothing. She didn't do anything.
She said,
"He
said
it has nothing to do with my mother."
He
said, I need to find myself.
I hate that term.
I don't have any resentment towards her. I don't have any hate towards her. Nothing. She
didn't
do anything.
I need to find myself.
He said, this is all on me.
My only response was, son, you better find yourself.
He said, I need to find myself.
I hate that term.
Because I said, if he gets a hold of you, it's going to be harder to get away.
I need to find myself.
We
love
you.
My only response was, son, you better find yourself before the devil
does. If your child has walked away, I don't think any less than nobody
does. If he gets a hold of you, it's going to be harder to get away.
We love you. We're here for you. We're here to support you. We're standing with you.
We love you.
And whatever we can do to help bring them back, we will
work our best to do exactly
that. I don't think any less than nobody does here.
But don't
walk away from the Lord. We love you. We're here for you. We're here to support you. We're standing with you.
What questions or comments?
And whatever we can do to help bring them back, we will work our best to do exactly that.
But don't walk away from the Lord because they did.
What questions or comments do you have?
I know the bell's about to ring.
Anything?
Anybody else?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I appreciate that. Anybody else? Go ahead.
Sure.
I think sometimes we have to be careful. There's a balance that has to be in play, especially as they get older. You know, sometimes children are a little younger when they obey the gospel, if they understand it. You know,
sometimes we have to be careful.
There's the Bible tells us.
There's the age of accountability,
especially as they get older.
You know, sometimes children are a little younger when they obey the gospel, if they understand
it. But I think that plays into a lot.
There's
also we understand that
set age, the Bible tells us.
The child to
the age of accountability
until they get out of the world.
Some it's 12,
there's still that parent-child relationship
and maturity.
But I think
still has
into
a lot.
But
also
we understand
that they respect you as the
child
because you're
a certain point
until they get out of the world. There comes a point.
There's still that parent-child
relationship with God when we become God's friends.
And that still has to be in play.
You know, you're my friends if you do whatsoever commands.
They respect you as the father because
that relationship isn't established the day we're baptized.
There comes a point.
Just as
in our relationship with God when we become God's
relationship, also as
Jesus said, you know, you're my friends if you do whatsoever commands you.
Older and they're in the world and they're living their life and hope for willing faithfully serving God.
Then that friendship
but that
relationship
child develops that relationship also.
Because I think sometimes too
up,
early we step over that
old,
boundary,
older, and,
and then
the
we lose
world
and they're living their life, and
that can be dangerous.
Willing, faithfully
you know,
serving God.
Be careful with that.
Then
so
that friendship relationship.
To think about.
I want to tell you one quick thing.
Because I think sometimes too early we step over that boundary.
Several years ago,
I was asked to speak at a youth rally in Georgia. It was called Yes Weekend. It's down in Valdosta.
I want to tell you one quick thing.
400 or 500 kids show up.
Stop talking.
I was asked to speak to the
several years ago. I was asked to speak
had,
at
a youth rally in Georgia. It was called Yes.
And the premise of the youth rally was scars or something.
400
lines.
Kids show
well,
up.
Here's the topic that my
I was asked
gave
to speak
me.
To the
so
parents.
You can imagine my
because they had
kind of response when he told me.
Parents.
He said, "Larry, you're going to speak to about 300
parents."
And the premise
of the youth rally
was
scars or
something. What do I say when my child says,
"Here's the topic that my friend gave me"?
So you can imagine my
thanks.
Kind of response when he told me, he said, "Larry, you're going to speak to about 300 to 400 parents."
You know, one thing I
and
learned
your
from
topic
that
is,
what
that
do
was
I
probably
say
one of the hardest
lessons
I've
ever
had to put together.
Because I'd never experienced
it.
I don't know. I've never been there.
But the one thing I do know,
you know one thing
I
learned from that,
the
same
that was
thing
probably
relates
one of the hardest
to the child I've ever had
their
to
back
put together.
On God.
Because I never
you might be disappointed,
I've never been
but don't ever tell them you're ashamed.
But
of
the one thing I do know that I would not say,
you can be disappointed.
Relates to the child who turns their back on God.
But don't ever
you
be
might
ashamed
be disappointed in them, but don't ever tell them you're
because
ashamed.
Because they're just going to turn their back even more.
You can be
I love
disappointed.
You, I don't
God's
agree with
disappointed
your
in us.
I'll always be your father. I'm going to
but don't
be
ever
here for
be
you.
Ashamed
I'll support
of.
You as I can as it relates to being a Christian.
Because they're just going to turn their back.
I'm not ashamed
more.
Of you.
You're my child.
I love you. I don't
you'll
agree with
be
your choices.
My child. Thank you for
I'll
your
always be your father. I'm going to be here for you. I'll support you.